If you have made your mind up to meditate, you need to be at a space in your life when you can devote at least half an hour a day to meditation. The meditation process won't take that long at first, but you also need to allow time so that you don't have to rush back into the world after your meditation session. Make sure that your meditation space is free from interruptions and external influences such as street sound or the sound of the TV in the next room. You really do need calm, especially when you are beginning to meditate. You should be clothed in something appropriate, as already explained, and should be relaxed and ready for your meditation session. Please note that you should not meditate immediately after food, and that your food should be sufficiently digested before you start. Early in the morning and late in the evening are good times to meditate. Sit on your meditation bench or cushion and bend your knees. Then cross your ankles. No one is going to expect a new practitioner to get into difficult positions that are beyond their capability, so don't try too hard to achieve a full lotus position. This really is not necessary and is likely to be uncomfortable in the early stages of meditation. Your posture is very important for a specific reason. The energy points that you have in your body need to be free-flowing, and having a straight back will help with the flow of both energy and the air that you breathe. If you find that you slouch your shoulders, straighten them. Your hands are the next part of the body to be positioned. Imagine if they have no position. During the course of meditation, you may feel ungrounded and may just begin to play with your hands, much as people do when they are nervous. Thus, you need to place the hands onto your knees, palms upward, with the thumb and middle finger touching. This will not only keep them out of mischief, but it will keep you more easily focused upon what you are doing. Breathing practice. During the course of meditation, you are seeking nothing, nor should you expect anything, other than to breathe and to be conscious of the breath. Breathe in to the count of six, hold the breath for the count of three, and then breathe out to the count of seven. Continue breathing in this way until you have established a rhythm to your breathing. This rhythm is the rhythm that you need during your meditation process. Meditation. Continue breathing as you did before and close your eyes. When the air enters your body, be aware of it. Feel it enter your body. Feel it resting inside you, and feel it being expelled from your body. Your sole concentration should be on your breathing. Breathe in, as explained above, hold the breath, and breathe out. Then count one. The next inhale and exhale will count as two, and you count the breaths until you reach the number 10, and then go back to one again. During this time, you must not think of anything at all. If you have a pain in your leg, for example, simply be aware of it and carry on, learning from it that your next session should take account of this and that you need to pay more attention to your position the next time you meditate. Continue in this way over a period of about 15 minutes. Don't be frustrated if you find that thoughts do creep into your head. They are bound to because of the way you have been conditioned over the course of your life. However, if they do enter your head, start again at one, and try to reach 10 without letting them interfere again. The end of meditation. When you have reached the end of your meditation for that session, place your hands in the central chest area and continue to breathe consciously, assessing the session that you have just had. Think now about how you could improve your concentration next time. Think about errors that you made, and also think about the progress you have made over former sessions. This time of assessment is necessary if you want to get better at meditation and achieve more from it. This should only happen when the meditation process has finished, so try to put it out of your mind when you are actually meditating. When you have finished, be slow to go back into the world and let your body adjust to its new lower blood pressure and heartbeat. Be gentle with yourself.